This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Visitation, you know what I mean? Visitation, we're here visiting with you, thus a visitation on Good Day Health. The Good Day Health Show is brought to you by any number of great sponsors, people who are interested in your health and well-being, as is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's with us in this episode. He officially runs a clinic in Salt Lake City that is fabulous. Online, he has a fabulous website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. We'll talk about the nuance of some of those things. To get started, I want to know about coconut oil. I have seen in the last week or 10 days so much stuff about coconut oil. I ordered chopped up coconut to give to my dog because I'm told coconut is good for you. Is coconut good for you and coconut oil not good for you? I have a supplement that is coconut, extra virgin coconut oil, 1,000 milligrams, and yet I heard that when you cook it, when you heat it, when it breaks down, it's one of those bad oils. So we've been listening for the last, what, 4, 5, 6 years to people that were telling us, Jack, coconut oil is great, no matter what you put it on your body, in your body. So what's the truth? Is the heat the enemy here or what?
Well, the heat's the enemy of almost anything. And, again, it's how it's processed. And coconut oil is the most saturated fat in a natural occurrence on the planet, more so than...
So what is that, good
fat
or bad? Saturated
fats,
go through the...
No.
Your polyunsaturated fats are bad, saturated fats are good, because the word saturated means you can assimilate them in your body, right?
No, saturated means that it can take higher temperatures and it doesn't easily break down. It means that all the carbon atoms in that chain are filled with hydrogen and single bonds, so it's a very stable molecule. And that's why you can cook with coconut oil, but the repeated cooking using the same oil eventually breaks it down, even if it's a good oil. Even good oils like animal fats, good oil like lard. I know that sounds shocking, but it's the truth.
Well, now, you and I grew up on stuff that was cooked in lard.
Yeah.
Bacon, grease, stuff like that.
Exactly. Can take high temperatures before it breaks down. You start putting vegetable oil in these fryers, and they break down the minute they hit the oxygen. They're very unstable oils, but because they've been bleached so much, they have no flavor. It lets the flavor of the food come through, but with a very high price. But to get back to what you're saying about coconut oil, no, coconut oil is a very, very good, very healthy oil. But again, it's how it's processed. And there are long chains of fatty acids. There are medium chain fatty acids. There are short chain fatty acids, all of which the brain needs. The majority of the fat inside your brain, and your brain is more fat than it is protein, the majority of the fat in your brain is saturated fat. It has to be saturated in order to take the higher temperatures of the body. A saturated fat is solid at room temperature. An unsaturated fat is usually liquid at room temperature.
At this time of year, wherever the heat is, I happen to have coconut oil in my bathroom, and I use it. I put it on my face at night. I found it was good for my skin.
Sure.
Sometimes I rub it on my arms where there's a lot of sun. I have a farmer tan, and I think this helps to mitigate whatever the impact of the sun is. I've been cooking food for myself in it for years, thinking it was good for me. And as soon as I heard this thing last week, I just tossed out. I decided not to use it to cook with anyway. And I wonder if I'm just reacting to some of the latest foolishness that I rail about on the air. There's this report that contradicts that report, contradicts another report. So how the hell do you know what to believe?
Well, you end up at the mercy of the marketers when it comes to stuff like this. And anything that catches on as a fad, it's going to go crazy across the market.
Well, coconut oil certainly has. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Coconut oil has become a huge fad.
Yeah, and there's several others that we don't need to get into, but there's several other things that show up, and it hangs around for a while, and then it's gone, and it's over with, thank goodness, because most of these faddish things are ridiculous,
yeah,
or they come from a synthetic source.
So coconut oil supplements, yes or no?
If you want to put a teaspoon of coconut oil in the morning into your coffee, that's just fine. But remember this, we don't live in the tropics, and coconut is a tropical thing. You're far better off to put butter or some other dense form of cream in your coffee in the morning if you're looking for the effect that that coconut oil has. You can get the same thing from butter. But the food choices, especially when it comes from a plant, should predominate in the latitude in which you live.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tropical stuff
grows local. Well,
that's why
people say that honey, I take a teaspoon of honey every day. It's locally grown honey and a little bit of cinnamon. And that's supposed to do wonders for your body. It's supposed to do wonders for your being. Is that, do you do that? I've never asked you whether you take honey or not.
Occasionally, I'll put it on something, but not very often. I'm desperately trying to get away from sweets as much as possible. And even as natural as honey is, we can overdo that as well. Mary put together on our website a healthy chocolate cake.
For a healthy chocolate cake.
Yes.
Every chocolate cake is healthy. It's good for you. That stuff, ice cream and cake, absolutely the best possible thing you can put in your body.
Well, yeah. It's made out of lots of grass-pastured butter, and it's made out of organic eggs, and it's made out of almond flour, and made out of honey, all of which are not detrimental to the body at all, as much as a cake mix you would buy in a grocery store and make that cake.
Right.
So it's not, you know, and it's actually rather delicious, but because of the vast amount of egg that's in it, it's actually nutritious. But even that you can overdo.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health, board certified NUCA chiropractor, one of 27 in the world who has that distinguished. He has a very distinguished air about him. Actually, it should be Dr. Jacques Stockwell.
Yeah.
Jacques Stockwell.
You know, actually, my friends in high school, that's, you know how you can have a little clique of guys or the girls, whatever, and we would use proper distinctive names that we wouldn't let anybody else use, and they referred to me as Jacques.
Jacques.
Yeah.
Jacques Stockwell.
That's funny.
All right. So check out that. We'll get to it at the Forbidden Doctor website as we go through the program. It's 14 past the hour. Here's something that's very good for your health. I just saw something, you know, I have 14, 15 different sources of news here, and then I got all of these emails that are floating in and out and on Twitter. You can connect at Doug Steffen to me. So people send me all kinds of stuff. One of them has to do with a good night's rest. Well, a lot of people are approached a lot because we violate what we need and what we know best about our life and longevity, and that's getting a good night's rest. Every single night you should get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. How many of us do that? I'm certainly put my hand up. I don't get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Once in a while I get a nap, maybe it equals 7 hours if I'm lucky. If you're not getting a good night's rest because you're busy, that's one thing. If you're not getting a good night's rest because you have a lousy mattress, you got lousy pillows, the sheets are old, why in the world are you depriving yourself of the most important thing for your health and well-being? And that's a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com, find out what everybody is talking about. The best pillows, the best sheets, best mattresses, all at a fabulous discount because you're using the code DJV at MyPillow.com. For example, 4-pack of pillows, 50% off, 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me correctly. You get 4 MyPillows, 2 premium, 2 go-anywhere, 50% off. 100% machine washable, 100% machine dryable, made here in our country. The factory is in Minnesota. You're all set. You've got it. And by the way, if you order any of these things, pillows, sheets, mattresses, whatever, you don't like them after 60 days, you send them back and get your money back. That's the way it works. Until you find my pillow, you won't find a good night's rest. Get a good night's rest for your pet, too. The pet pillows are also, this whole bunch of stuff. Look at the catalog. It's great. At the website mypillow.com, using the promo code for the discount, DJV.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Now at B-Dubs, try their signature sampler with wings, your choice of three shareables for only $15. And with their over-the-top nachos, you'll find all kinds of exciting things. Only at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings Beer Sports, available for a limited time while the supplies last at B-Dubs. Interesting colloquial name. This is Good Day Health. What do we call it? Be Health. Be Healthy. Dr. Jack Stockwell, the podcast that's running at gooddayhealthshow.com right now with Jack, features a discussion of why we wash our hands. Do we do it too often? When should you wash and when should you not wash? We discuss that on the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, a look at the vitamin K and vitamin K2 controversy, difference between those two, at gooddayhealthshow.com. Learn the healing benefits of chlorophyll, which type is the best. What is a neurotransmitter and how does that work? That's on the podcast. Then the excitement about Madagascar vanilla. All right. And you'll get that, plus a lot of other information from Jack at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, what's the highlight now, speaking of podcasts, what's the highlight at Forbidden Doctor with your latest podcast, Jack?
Well, we had a request come in from one of your listeners, actually, from in the state of Maine, asking us to talk about hysterectomy.
Really?
And even though we have talked about women's issues before on all of our podcasts, this is podcast 145. And so, you know, should you get one? Because it's one of the most commonly overused.
Oh, my God. Women are getting it. It's like C-sections now. It's convenient for the doctor before he goes
up. There were 750,000 hysterectomies last year. And there's medical research to show 90% of them were probably unnecessary. Yeah. So we talk about that in the podcast.
All right. Podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, we're going to talk about gut gaps. Jack is a gaps practitioner. That's an important part of his clinic as well. I have a specific question about your gut, our gut, as we continue here on Good Day Health.
I'm Dave.
David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
People make choices in their lives, including how to take care of themselves, and we are here to extol the value and virtue of some of those good choices on Good Day Health. This is the Good Day Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us in this hour, and I promise to talk about, he's actually going on the GAPS practice. You practice what you preach, in a sense, as a practitioner, understanding that all good in our body begins in our gut, and all bad in our body begins in our gut. So what are you doing to clean your body out again? You
do I'm starting off with broth.
Yeah.
And we have several podcasts on this at Forbidden Doctor. As his Hippocrates said 2,400 years ago, all disease begins in the gut. He's considered the father of modern medicine, even though that was 400 years before Christ, because of the way he put together examinations, diagnosis, and treatment. And his primary treatment was to clean up the gut. They didn't have the huge food manufacturing corporations back then that we have today that just terribly plug up the gut, cause holes in the gut, causes the absorption of toxins that are in the preservatives of the foods. And I think if we could get 9 out of 10 Americans to be able to follow the GAPS approach to cleaning up the gut, and by the gut I mean everything from the mouth to the bottom, I think we could probably, not necessarily a good business decision, but put 90% of the hospitals out of business.
Well,
not that I don't want to do that.
Why?
But I'm saying that most of the problems of people going into the hospital are the results of various levels of malnutrition and a very sick gut. And you bring those two things together, and you're going to have this preponderance of digestive orders, cardiovascular problems, pulmonary problems, central nervous system problems, behavioral problems, and this madness that's starting to spread around the country with shooting people out. With no real reason to be doing this kind of
stuff. Well, it's the stuff we're eating and what it's doing to our body. So I saw something the other day that I just wrote Jack next to it. the hostility that people feel in their lives, marital hostility among other things, people who get angry easily at the boss or angry at work, just angry, road rage, that sort of thing. The study goes right to the focus on the gut and how this kind of disturbance, this kind of hostility, this kind of anger will harm your gut, because it isn't just what we are eating, what we're putting into our gut, but how psychologically, because there is that spirit, mind, body connection that some people still are in denial about. Man, it's clear as a bell to me.
Certainly.
When I saw this in a psych, this is in a psych magazine, I thought, all right, here's Jack. We can talk about the gut and how not a food bothers you, but what's going on in your mind bothers you and can really stir the gut up.
Well, imagine the oil filter in your car having little tiny holes in it that are letting the stuff the filter is supposed to be holding back get back into the oil. And the little particles and the burned up stuff and the junk and the dust and everything else that makes its way into the crankcase of the engine. The same thing can happen inside of our bodies. Our gut, especially from the small intestine to the bottom, is designed to finish digestion, allow certain things through the wall of the gut into the bloodstream once they've been properly digested. But those little tiny windows and those little tiny transport mechanisms that allow this to happen are destroyed, they're hurt, they're injured because of what we do eat and don't eat, and those holes get bigger, and stuff gets into the bloodstream that does not belong there. GAPS heals that.
Yep. All right, so keep your stomach, get the tests and know what's going on in your stomach. And if you got a lot of gas and that sort of thing, you want to deal with it in a way that will quell all of that stuff naturally. Take Jack's advice. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today. Pronounced regionally as chowder. Chowder. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The world is remembering the late war hero, Senator John McCain. How Speaker Paul Ryan at Friday's tribute to McCain at the Capitol Rotunda.
This is one of the bravest souls our nation has ever produced.
His casket is now being taken to the Vietnam Memorial and the National Cathedral. Among the tributes for the late senator at the Washington National Cathedral will be honors by his family, including daughters Megan and Sydney. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama will offer tributes along with other notable people, including McCain's friend and former Senator Joe Lieberman. Also, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. McCain will be buried on Sunday in a private service at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back to the action here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen with the news in the air. We are here to focus on a lot of the specialties that Jack involves himself with. By the way, if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can take advantage of a couple of things. He has a symptom survey we talk about each week. You want to really know what's going on in your body. As we were focused on gaps in the gut a few minutes ago, know what's going on in your body. Take the symptom survey. Take advantage of the help that Jack offers through the people in his office at his clinic. And then at the end of the day, you'll know what's cooking. That's what you need. You need to know what's going on in your body. The symptom survey and other helpful items at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
I was right, just mentioning to a patient yesterday about the symptom survey that a lot of the problems in our body is just a house of cards. And you could have adrenal weakness, but it can manifest as cardiovascular problems. It could be a central nervous system problem. And everything, if you strengthen the adrenal, all those things collapse and disappear and everything's fine. That's what the symptom survey does. It gives me, it gives Mary, it gives our nutritionists a better understanding of what's going on inside the body. Even so, some of the questions may seem kind of, well, that's an interesting question to ask. But once you answer these things and we look at the profile, we get a pretty, I mean, we've only done numberless thousands of these. After a while, you see the trends and you can see what's going on very quickly without expensive blood tests. Not that they aren't important, but this is a way to get into it for free to find out what's going on with you.
So CVS has rolled out a digital doctor. So if you have the CVS app, This is a nationwide chain formed here. This company was founded right after World War II by a fellow who'd served in the Marine Corps, I believe. And there were a lot of people that came back and they couldn't find things that were of value. So he started what he called the Consumer Value Store. Thus, CVS stood for, when it was first started in Westboro, Massachusetts, it started as the Consumer Value Store. And now they have become one of the most profitable medical corporations in the world. They've got every corner has got a CVS on it. So they have announced that they're going to their Minute Clinic is offering health care visits virtually for patients wanting treatment for minor illnesses and colds and flu and that kind of stuff. And here's how it works, Jack. You complete a health questionnaire, then you get matched up with a board-certified healthcare provider that happens to be licensed in your state. And then during your virtual visit, the provider will assess the condition and determine treatment. So the reason I brought this up, it costs $59 to do this. You pay with your credit card. So you can do the same thing at Jack's. The symptom survey is basically the same thing, and he doesn't charge you for it. So if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you get basically the same thing. It's like a walk-in clinic, in a manner of speaking. Whatever your aches, your pains, whatever your problems are, you tell them, I'm thinking this is going to be fabulously successful, and I'll bet you'll see Walgreens doing the same kind of thing pretty quickly. Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Huh? Well, certainly. Certainly. This makes me question my business model.
Give it away for free, yeah.
Giving away something like this for free. I mean, there's over 200 questions, and by the time they're answered, and it takes a little while to do so, boy, we've got such a good idea what to recommend, and even at that point, the recommendation is free.
Yep. All right. So there's the story at Jack's ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right. I saw this, and I really needed this. Screamed, Jack, what do we do about this? If you are in an area, you are, actually, Jack, I'm not, fortunately, but the people on the West Coast seem to be in Hawaii this year. All the folks that have extraordinary amounts of smoke in the air. One of the things that the Department of Public Health in California, and I don't always, I saw this and I thought, okay, this is crazy because the state of California is crazy. But what they are saying in their press release is do not vacuum in your home. If you're in a wildfire area, if smoke is in the air in your home, do not vacuum. Because we have three or four stations in Montana, and a couple of them have really good websites. The air quality alerts that are issued all over the place because of this smoke. So when the smoke from the wildfire is in the air, the recommendation is that people who have especially respiratory problems, heart disease, that kind of stuff, older people, should not be outdoors. But if you're inside, vacuuming can pick up particulate. The smoke, you know, the smoke isn't just smoke.
Sure.
There's a little bit of black, dirty guckabunga in it, and it settles down. You don't even see it. But unhealthy air, when you're stirring it up with a vacuum cleaner, can get even worse. So if you're vacuuming and you're in an area where you have smoke in the air, don't vacuum for a week. That's what they're saying. So what's happening here? There are filters on these things, aren't there? Wouldn't you think?
Well, the more expensive, the more expensive the unit, the finer the particulate that it'll capture and not release back into the air. But you've got to spend a few hundred dollars for something like that. There's a lot of cheaper vacuum cleaners that get up the visible dust. And the stuff that gets through the filter, you can't necessarily see unless you've got a bright stream of sunlight coming through the room that kind of exposes that stuff. But you, I forget, is it a HEPA filter? I can't think of the HEPA filtration, something like that, that gets that finer particulate. But I can understand that because we have been so inundated with smoke here in the state of Utah from the California fires that Jen was just telling me the other day, we're getting phone calls from patients. What do we do about this? What are we going to do about this? Well, we just had a cold wind blow through, a cold break that cleared the air out. And I'm looking out the window that you're familiar with, looking out the window to the north, and I can see a mountain that's about 80 miles away from here. But by this afternoon, It's going to look like Shanghai again.
Really?
Yeah.
The stuff blowing in.
Till those fires are out. Till the fires are put up. And they're still raging.
Yep. So don't vacuum. The bottom line is do not vacuum, because that particulate gets into the vacuum cleaner and it pushes. Vacuum obviously sucks in, and the air has to go somewhere. It goes out the vent. And with that will go some of these particulates, so they say. So when the old word
of the wise... It never occurred to me, but it makes sense.
See? How about that's where they're good to be connected with me, because I come up with all these common sense things. There is a warning against using marijuana when you're pregnant or when you're breastfeeding that I want to discuss with Jack up next here on Good Day Health. Right now, though, an assessment of your smile. When you're smiling, you know, the old, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. The Power Swabs folks have given us a number of different scenarios to look at. If you wore braces when you were a kid, your teeth will be yellower than the average person. If you drink coffee, your teeth are going to be yellower than the average person. If you drink tea, your teeth will be yellower than the average person. Or red wine, if you're a smoker, all of those things. And I guess, frankly, the food that you eat, generally speaking, will have some impact. So, if you're tempted to use that toothpaste that has those little plastic, little teeny-weeny plastic things in them, and that what that does is, yeah, it does whiten your teeth, but it eats away at the enamel. So sooner or later, you're going to lose the value of the enamel, which protects the teeth. So if you want to have a mouth full of false teeth, use that toothpaste. Otherwise, listen to us talk to you about Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. I have these. I know you got some of them too, Jack.
Yes, I do.
These little containers, you break them open, and the swab is like a Q-tip, and on it is the material, this patented tooth detergent, the whitening agent that lightens up the stains in just a few minutes. So you snap the tube, you swab, as I'm doing on style, 5 minutes, the stains are on your teeth, start going away, and it tastes good, too, whereas if you put those damn trays in your mouth, ugh. And leave them there for 30, 35 minutes, your mouth and your gums are going to be messy. Plus, I mean, it may whiten your teeth, but at what point, what price, and what are you giving up? With Power Swab, you don't have to give up anything. Just swab your teeth like this. And then there's that stain out quick stick that goes with it. So all of this stuff, because it's a natural tooth detergent, is something that people really get excited about, Jack, because it works and it's safe. What else can you say? It works and it's safe.
I like the little stick that you can use individually without getting it on your gums.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do it right now. Every time I do the commercial, I Power Swab my teeth. There you go. Look at how much whiter my teeth are. Look at that smile, boys and girls. You can have the same thing.
Yeah, you get to see yourself in the mirror constantly, too.
Yeah, it's swell. 208. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs. Remove those stains. All natural, 800-208-1797. You can use them on caps and veneers as well. Try Power Swabs. Use the DJV code. Tell them you heard about it here. Actually, on Good Day Health, you can use Doug Steffen. But get that 50% off the retail by mentioning it. It'd be consistent. Use DJV. It's 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. 800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Fall sports are in full play at many schools. All kids are at risk of concussion, especially those in contact sports.
The concussion happens when there's a force transmitted to the brain.
Sports medicine specialist Dr. Jennifer Maynard helped initiate a pre-concussion screening program at Mayo Clinic. Before athletes start, they go through testing to determine what's normal. Then, if they get a concussion, they're screened again and can't return to play until their test scores are back to baseline.
When in doubt, sit them out, because you don't want to put them at risk for getting a subsequent injury that could lead to longer lasting effects.
Symptoms of concussion include headache, blurry vision, confusion, balance problems, sleep disturbances, and emotional issues such as anxiety and sadness. If you suspect a concussion, pull the child from play and follow up with a health care provider. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Well, let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss. From the Good Day Health Desk, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on measles. There is an outbreak that's been reported in a number of states around the country. Florida is one of them. Seemingly they're having the worst time down there, but you'd think this would come in the wintertime. No. All through the summer, measles has been a problem. It's a virus that's easily spread by air droplets. When infected persons are breathing, coughing, or sneezing near you, you're likely, depending on the state of your immune system, to get sick. First symptoms, high fever. Could spike, as a matter of fact, to 105 degrees. One more degree and you're going to assume room temperature quickly. A cough, a runny nose, red watery eyes. Symptoms followed by a blotchy rash that spreads all over your body from your head to your feet. Measles potentially severe, especially with young children. Or if you have, again, a compromised immune system, you're going to be vulnerable. Majority of people who get measles are unvaccinated. This is one of the things. There are four or five things you need to get vaccinated for. All the rest of them, maybe there's a question, but getting a, it's like the polio vaccine. Same thing. Get a shot for the measles. Unvaccinated individuals who are exposed to measles may be excluded for up to 21 days from public places. For example, if you got the measles, you won't be able to go to school for 3 weeks. If the workplace, if they find out you were out because you had the measles, they could keep you out as well for 30 days. So it seems to me that this is something, no matter what your age, if you have never had a measles shot, we never call them vaccines. When I was a kid, we call them a shot. Get the polio shot. Get the measles shot. Get the whooping cough shot. Get those shots. No matter what your age, protect yourself, because who wants to have the measles? Food for thought here on Good Day Health. Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. So health experts are advising women not to use marijuana. That seems like a duh, huh, Jack?
Well, the we have a big push going on out here right now with...
Where did Jack go?
I'm here.
All right, I can...
what happened?
I don't know. Who knows what happened? So the question comes on pregnant women. I mean, you got to be stupid to think marijuana is okay when you're pregnant. And also breastfeeding. But the government feels like they have to warn everybody. There's a new recommendation from the Pediatric Society and the USDA, and don't use marijuana. Some people, however, have said they were using it because it helps if you're pregnant and you have nausea. If you smoke marijuana, that supposedly calms that down, but it really isn't good for the baby. It does seem like a duh, doesn't it?
Well, almost everything gets across the placental barrier. So the THC that's going to be in the marijuana, whether you do it orally or smoke it, is going to get across the placental barrier. Now, there's some people out there claiming it's going to enhance the consciousness of the developing baby, and there's other people saying, no. We're supposed to keep that stuff as clean as possible until the baby gets outside the womb. How do you research that? I mean, how do you actually spend time, and where are you going to find the population study for something like that? So it's kind of conjecture on both sides, but I'm kind of on the side of, hey, let's just be careful. Let's don't put anything inside mama's breast milk. Let's don't put anything across the placental barrier that doesn't belong there naturally. And smoking marijuana is not while there are some medical benefits, I don't argue that, it's not a natural thing for a pregnant woman to do.
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense to me why you would do it. But I can see how it might be popular if there's a lot of nausea and that word got around without thinking about it. But it's common sense much
than anything
else.
There's other things for nausea, like fast food liquid, for one. It's great for pregnancy.
A lot of information on that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can check out one of the podcasts there. Also, make sure you have plenty of their enzymes. And there are a couple of proprietary things you should check out at ForbiddenDoctor.com that Jack and Mary have put together. 10 before the hour here on Good Day Health.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The hour now, as we continue with the focus on your health. It's a continuum, because it's such an important part of our lives, as we discuss a lot of things here, traditional conversations about money and food and relationships and your health and well-being, your jobs, that sort of thing, bringing us around full circle to the focus on your health and how your nose works. The nose. Dr. Jack, this portion of the program brought to you by Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I'll tell you how to get a free bottle of that in a moment. Right now, though, I'm going to breathe in the goodness. I'm going to smell... Actually, this may sound a little strange, but I always find you have a nice fragrance about you when I'm close to you, Jack. You have after nice aftershave or whatever it is. Are guys not supposed to admit that about other guys?
Only if it makes you feel more manly. You go right ahead.
Well, I think it is. I don't think anything wrong with that. I use all kinds of lotions and creams and stuff because I think it's good for my skin. And some of them have a nice fragrance to them. But what's wrong with that?
So, well, as long as the oil transport mechanism that's in that stuff is a good, safe, healthy oil.
You want to explain that?
Remember, your skin is not... It's often referred to as a barrier to separate what's inside the body from outside. But the skin is more of a sponge. than it is a barrier. And whatever, you know, hand creams or people who are working in businesses with solvents and they're not always wearing the kind of gloves.
Or
someone cleaning up around the house using detergents and cleansers sometimes don't always wear the kinds of gloves, protective gloves they should. And so that stuff will get through the skin. Even a little bit of it leaking through, when it gets through the skin, it's going to get in the lymph and it's going to get into the blood.
I must be in trouble then, because all the things I've been around on the farm all these years, but I I'm holding on. All right, let's talk about smell and breathing and what aromatherapy can provide. There's a new study that suggests that this is, if you understand, and this is the key to everything, actually, understanding how your body works. And Jack is a specialist in that area.
Well, there are some subtle aspects of our body that's not always in the primetime television shows and the top of the news feed every hour. And we have certain defensive, certain reflexive mechanisms that, you know, when the sun is too bright, you put your hands over your eyes or grab sunglasses. Or if the noise is too loud, you'll suddenly put your hands over your ears. The ability to smell and detect not always immediately conscious aromas also have a survival mechanism inside the body. There are certain smells, like something that would take place in the bathroom, that you know to avoid. Dead, rotting corpses. You know to not to eat that kind of stuff. But then there's beautiful aromas that draw you to foods and these kinds of things. Well, there's also aromas that affect how the brain works. And so rosemary oil, very interesting. There's a fad that's passing through the country, and that may not be fair to call it a fad, because it's really catching on, and that's aromatherapy. And there was a study that was done with a bunch of kids, only 40 children, about aged 10 to 11. Some were put into a room that had rosemary oil infusion taking place in the room, and in the other room, there was nothing. It was just like a regular schoolroom. And the children who were breathing in the rosemary oil without them being consciously aware of it scored significantly higher than the kids who didn't have this. Now, those who are steeped in aromatherapy knows that there's stuff that helps the immune system. There are things that help digestion. There are those things that help sleep. And so there's a lot of good science now behind the use of aromatherapy in classrooms, in hospitals, in your bedroom, in your living room, actually will help the body and its functions.
All right, something to hold in mind when you're needing something different, an alternative. There it is. Ideas that abound at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website. On the front, the part of your discretionary time, what do I do with my time and how do I spend it to make my body healthier, I would suggest right now that you pick up the phone, call 800-355-1493, and use a discretionary 60 seconds or so to order a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, krill oil for your joints, Omega 3 for your cardiovascular system, and CoQ10 for energy. For those who are getting older, this is great. Call now, get your free bottle, 800-355-1493. Fabulous way for you to kind of get yourself feeling good and actually being good. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, free bottle, 800-355-1493.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.